You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Various artists.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I am the editor-in-chief of Write World magazine. But when I'm not doing that, I'm actually the guest curator of the New Zealand Young Writers Festival this year, which I'm super stoked about.
So is this the founding year of the New Zealand Young Writers Festival?
No. It's been going on for quite a while, and it's done by Dunedin Fringe, which is super awesome.
What has your work been for this as a guest curator for the festival?
Yeah, so I've been in charge of kind of curating the tone and the vibe of the festival, you know, kind of what we're focusing on, the events that will be part of the festival. And I myself have been able to curate and create three panels and workshops, which has been super awesome. So I'm really excited about that.
We're kind of talking before we did this interview about kind of the different tones that you've been bringing to the New Zealand Young Writers Festival, sort of more experimental fiction and different styles of narrative. What does that kind of look like for the panels that are coming up?
Yeah, I think writing festivals always have a particular idea in people's heads that it's just novels and poetry and kind of traditional forms of writing. And while those are super cool, I think that it often excludes people who are in comics or podcasting or screenwriting. And those are valid forms of writing and storytelling as well. So for this festival, I've made a really big effort to include all those different forms of writing and storytelling. So we have a whole postering panel as well, which is about the writing and language on posters and how that political posters are a form of storytelling and writing as well. And we also have this great panel about podcasting and the technical side of writing podcasts and how to create that narrative. So, yeah, having a look at storytelling along a different and broader range of writing practices.
And you've been talking a bit about kind of almost just the language of being a writer in of itself, seeing yourself as a writer or not, because you've pointed out you do a lot of that kind of mahi within your work for Rat World, within your work for university and more sort of like paying the bills type jobs, but it's still been weird to label yourself as a writer. Has kind of working on this had any impact on that? And do you want it to have any impact on anyone else who's maybe having the same struggles?
Yeah, I feel like a underlying tone of this festival that came out organically was this idea of imposter syndrome and not feeling like that you're a writer. One of the panels actually is I Identify as an Imposter is what it's called, and it's about that sort of syndrome that comes out when you're writing but you feel so odd about calling yourself a writer, you know, that you may not be the one that's getting published all the time and your work isn't getting out there as much, but you're still a writer, you know. And like you said as well, I struggle calling myself a writer even though 90% of my day is writing and a lot of my work is writing. So I think I kind of want to redefine that word of writer and say that we're all kind of writers within the creative practice that we're doing, you know.
Yeah.
Making film and comics, we were talking about this, and comics is you've still got to script the characters and to have the storyboards, and that's still writing, you know.
And I guess, like, what are you hoping for people to take away from this festival as a whole, whether it be from them going to a multitude of events or even just one of them?
I really think the main focus of this is making sure that everyone knows that they can be creative and that they can be a writer, that if they didn't have the chance to get started in writing, or if they're kind of dabbling in their spare time and they think, oh, I'm not sure if I can really call myself a writer, I really want to say that you are a writer, you know. You can come to these events and connect with people and talk with people and collaborate. So that sort of community collaboration as well is really important with this festival.
And speaking of collaboration, who have you worked with to bring this festival together?
So I've been working with the Fringe team. So Ruth, Katrina, Kate as part of the Fringe team have been super awesome, and they've been really supportive in helping get this festival off its feet, and they work so hard down in Dunedin with this festival. I've also collaborated with a bunch of really awesome Dunedin-based local writers. It was really important to me to center this festival within the Dunedin space and bring people from all over New Zealand to show that there's a lot of amazing creative and written work happening in Dunedin. So I really wanted to focus on that too, and bringing together people from all over New Zealand who are awesome writers and awesome creatives to go to Dunedin.
Yeah, I mean, so much of your, I was thinking about this earlier, so much of your mahi with Write World this year with the Issue 5 launch party, with the small press fest that you put on with, was it Evening Books in Otipoti? Yeah, a lot of that has been centered around Dunedin. Do you just think that there's a new energy there that's popping up?
I mean, the launch party was a complete coincidence. And then Small Press Fest is a coincidence. People are convinced that I have family there or something, and that I secretly live there. But the energy there and the community and the spirit of working together and creating a really collaborative creative space is something that I really love. And I do think that there's a real energy and there's just I don't know, I see so much work coming out, especially with Small Press Fest, you know? That sort of DIY community spirit is just so awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of like been spreading across the South Island. When I was in Otatahi recently, you saw works by some incredible zine makers down there, from Ape Hunter, who does Battle Magazine, Spencer Hall, who's done all sorts of incredible work. This kind of like real focus around Small Press that, while you do see bits of it in Auckland, especially over the past month of Auckland Zine Fest, I feel like there's a real culture around there that's been really interesting to kind of watch grow from up here.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. And that being said, I mean, we're chatting about this from Auckland. Is there anything, what do you think that it's important for even people up here in Tamaki Makaurau to know about this?
Yeah, I really want this festival to spark a conversation everywhere about what writing is and how we can redefine those concepts of writing and really creating a more inclusive environment for writers of all different forms and all different walks of life to really come together and say, I feel like a writer, you know. You don't need to feel impostery or strange about calling yourself a writer. So it's more about sparking that larger conversation and bringing people together.
Mm. And if there are people up in Auckland who are like, this sounds really interesting, I want to kind of get involved or learn more, but I can't quite manage to make the way all the way down to Otapoti, is there any way that they can still get involved or learn more?
Yeah, you can head to the website, which is the youngwritersfest.nz, and you can have a read about all of the panels and events that are on. A bunch of them will be podcasted and streamed later, so you can have a listen to them afterwards. And if you do want to make your way down to Otapoti, it's on the 21st to 24th of September.
Mm. And which general locations in Dunedin are these being taken place in?
So it'll mostly be at the Fringe headquarters.
Nice.
Which is a really lovely space. We actually did a workshop with Small Press Fest, Five Ever Books did a workshop there, and it's a really beautiful space with these open windows and great place for workshops.
Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on for people who might be interested to head down?
I think kind of the main thing that's really fun and awesome about this festival is just the breadth of writing work that's being showcased. And I think it's just so awesome that you have a zine making workshop and a poetry slam alongside, you know, a comics panel as well, and just really showcasing that this is writing, you know. In New Zealand Young Writers Fest, I think people just think it's going to be novels and poetry and short stories and prose, but it's so much more than that. You know, writing at its core is storytelling, and all of this that's being showcased is storytelling.
Mm. And if people want to learn more, where can they go on the internet to find out?
So they can go to the website I previously mentioned, which is youngwritersfest.net, or they can head to the Instagram, which I think is nzyoungwritersfest. And I'll be posting heaps on my Instagram as well, which is at selkuthbird. Definitely give us a follow and keep up to date with all of this. It's super awesome and super exciting.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Jen, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
That was Jennifer Chook chatting about the New Zealand Young Writers Festival that is happening down in Otapoti, Dunedin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.